There are actually three types of realtors in the United States, income levels, if you will. There's the mega producer, $250,000 in personal income per year, maybe $1.5 million in personal income. That would make up maybe 1 or 2% of all realtors in the country, if that. Then there is the mid-level, making $50,000 to $150,000 or so. Again, that could be 5 or 10% of the market. Then there's everybody else. In 2020, the typical agent, 2019, 18, 17, 16, all the way back to 1985, 1980s, have always done about 4 or 5, 6 deals per year. If you doubt it, look at your company's roster. Look at how many people are actually making 100 sales a year, 50 sales, or 4 or 5 sales, or zero. The evidence is right there on the roster. When you look at the 85% of realtors who, again, it's about that's how many who fail every single year. There's a new wave of realtors always coming in. However, there is a better business plan. The companies tend to expect realtors that are newer doing few deals to have the same skill sets because the transactions offer the same problems. Real estate is really crisis management. Of course, it's lead generation, but that's only a part of it. Crisis management means when you are doing a transaction and the house doesn't appraise, the fence encroaches in the neighbor's yard, the furnace has a crack in one of its components, the street has what's called street creep, the list is endless, the deck was not put under code, the seller failed to pull a permit. There's all types of things that create crisis management. There are actually over 10 cycles to most residential real estate transactions. Inside of those cycles are challenges. The absence of detailed systems with instructions, if this happens, do that. If this occurs, say that, ask that. The other agent could be hard to get along with. Your own client could be. Part of the reason agents fail and leave the business so often is that they have to learn on the job while they're making barely any money. The shift about 10 years ago, after we came out of the recession of 08, 09, in 2010, you started to see many more people gathering together around what I would call a certified industry advisor, where an agent, not a manager, an agent who has 200 transaction field experience, because most managers don't have any field experience, and if they did, it was so long ago. What ideally the traditional agent, again, 85% of those realtors in America who are only going to do 4 to 5 deals per year, who only possibly want to be part-time, they don't see this as a full-time career, still want to help family and friends or just to do it on the side. There is a way to succeed past 1, 2, 3 years where you're barely doing any income or production. The progressive agent realizes that this concept of a certified industry advisor is somebody that can help oversee every piece of that transaction for the agent. Like you, when you create the opportunity, you don't have to solve the problem on if the deck is not code and convince your own client they've got to rip down a $16,000 deck and start over again, or whatever it is, or the roof is bad, they don't think it is, but it is, and you've got to persuade them. And they're your friend, and they don't want you putting pressure on them because you don't see their perspective, and all of a sudden you lose your friendship. By being a progressive agent, you're now saying, I don't want to work for a manager, if you will. I want to work with an advisor who helps move your transactions along, takes care of the client, and sees you also as the customer. That's the whole purpose of the progressive system. And that's to say that you as the agent are a customer, and that you and we are here, this concept, to serve your client, and you can earn almost the same dollars even as if you did the deal. So imagine delegating every one of the crisis management situations and staying part-time. If your goal is to go full-time, this is possibly a pathway for you. But our model that we're talking about is really serving those who say this is a second job, real estate, or a second career, and you're not looking to work 40, 60 hours a week, but just a few per year, so per month. So please review the rest of the site and realize there is a solution for longevity in your part-time real estate career. Thanks for listening to this introduction.